The English language has, I am told, 500,000 words. No wonder it's one of the hardest to learn as an adult. A lot of those words get in the way of good communication, and so they become useless in that way. There are two ways to make a word useless. One is to give it such a narrow meaning that almost nothing is included. And English has a lot of very strange words in this category. But I want to refer to the other way to make a word useless, and that is to give it such a wide meaning that it can include almost anything. I suggest that there is an effort going on in our culture to make the meaning of the word family useless. What is a family? Well, it's an important question because in every society that has ever existed in any part of the world, the family has been the bedrock and the foundation of the success of those societies. Where the family has disintegrated, so has that society. Where the definition of family has been fragmented, so has that society or culture. So that's why the people of faith recognize family as something that is built into what we are as human beings, created in the image of God. However, this definition is not restrictive. It's already inclusive without losing its meaning. Children, mothers, fathers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, all contribute to what it means to be family. Male and female are essential elements in the definition and behavior of family. So everywhere we see attacks on the family in our culture, one major example is the gradual disintegration of the role of fathers and husbands, for example. And so many men are losing a sense of how they contribute to society. I've become more and more aware of this as I get deeper involved in ministry to men and for men. That's just one example. Now, this gospel passage where Jesus addresses the idea of family shows up in the three Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, with some slight variations in the details, but it tells us that it's an important event. The members of Jesus' immediate family come to greet him. Everyone there recognizes the particular family relationship that Jesus has with those people, and they announce their presence to Jesus, assuming that he will greet them as family members. Now, we know that Jesus is going to give new meaning to family. He's not going to change it. He's not going to make it useless, but he is going to give it new meaning. So our question might be whether he is going to make existing definitions of the family useless, which he does not. He reinforces family roles and relationships, but we have to look a little bit deeper to see that into the biblical writing. What does Jesus not say? He does not say that the old definition of family is to be thrown out in favor of something new. He does not say, well, you're all my buddies or my cohort or my peeps or my team. He's very specific. He uses the names of those family members, mothers, brothers, and sisters. But he says that if you truly want to live out the fullness of those identities, you will be a mother who hears the word of God and obeys it. You will be a brother who listens to what God says and then does what it says. You will be a sister who is attentive to what God asks of her and then goes out and lives it. So those who hear the word of God and do the word of God are mothers and brothers and, of course, fathers, sisters, and all the rest. Jesus, the Son of God, now brings to light the fullness of the meaning of those family identities and relationships that was always present, but frequently not lived out. And it begins with the specific cultural identity of family, but it builds up a new and profound and higher way of living out that identity. I'm a father and a husband and a son and a brother and a cousin and a godfather. But Jesus is asking me right now to listen to him as he asks those listening to him in the flesh, to be what I already am, but with the fullness of what God intends for me. And that begins with listening to the God who made family and then doing what God tells me to do within my family identity. So, brothers and sisters, living out our Christian faith does not mean abandoning family relationships. It means beginning with listening to Jesus, who is that Word of God made flesh, as we say in our core teachings of our faith, and then doing what he tells us to do. So, for example, what Mary does, his natural mother, she says to the servants at the wedding feast in Cana, and we believe she says to us as well, do whatever he tells you. To hear him, we must get close to him. Now, the passage from Proverbs today gives us a number of beautiful and wise ways to listen to God and to act in accordance with what we hear. The writer says that we have to seriously evaluate what we are doing. We may think that we are doing well in our own eyes, but God judges the heart. God reminds us of whether we are truly being faithful. I don't see my own selfishness and my pride because it's so close to me. That is why I need to listen to God in prayer and ask him to show me those areas so that I can begin to do what is right with God's help. Now, it's true, I think we know, that many human families are broken in some way, but Jesus opens the way to a redeemed family where all contribute in their own unique way within the identities that we have all been given. Disciples of Jesus form a new family, which is all inclusive of those who hear and do the word of God. Now, today we remember the Korean martyrs, St. Andrew Kim and St. Paul, and their many companions who were martyred for their faith in Jesus Christ. Consider that he was born to a noble family, baptized into the family of God at age 15, after his parents converted to the Catholic faith. So a great family movement towards faith. Andrew's father, great-grandfather, and great-uncle were martyred during persecution against Christianity in that century and a half ago. Family members sacrifice for one another. And St. Andrew and St. Paul did this for their personal families, for their community, and then for Christianity throughout all of Korea. And today in Calgary, we have an amazing faith family at St. Anne's Korean Parish in Calgary. I've met many of them, and they carry on the legacy and faith and courage that their ancestor in faith, St. Andrew, established. So you and I have already been made brothers and sisters to Jesus through our baptism. Today, Jesus is asking us to hear the word of God and do what it tells us, to be the family that we have been made for, to be mother and brother and sister to the Lord of life, and to all who are called to be his disciples. Today, let us listen to him and him alone and ask for God for the grace to do what he tells us. In this is our duty and our joy. This is the word that does not disappoint, but gives greater meaning to our lives and through our listening and doing to the lives of those around us.